Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Bala, and here are today's top local stories.
At his weekly Q&A, Mayor Adams was grilled on the latest revelation in a series of investigations and seeks to assure New Yorkers that the government is working for them. The FBI is investigating the mayor's campaign ties to at least six countries.
Mayor Adams says he's never been to Uzbekistan, as prosecutors are reported to have issued subpoenas regarding his trips to six countries.
Qatar and Israel. Both of them went through the necessary COIB approval.
That's Conflict of Interest Board approval. Approved, with investigations swirling around top administrators and commissioners resigning, he was asked if government can still work.
We are constantly bringing in new people, so let's not give the image that all of a sudden you have people saying, hey, I don't want to be in city government.
The mayor says he has a deep bench. At City Hall, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The MTA is reporting a slight drop in fare evasion on buses since the deployment of what they call Eagle Teams. Interim Transit President Demetrius Critchlow tells 1010 Winds.
Even in our first 2 weeks as we refined our deployment, we saw an increase of over 3,200 paid rides per day and a 4.6% increase in paid rides on routes where we're enforcing the fare relative to the rest of the system.
Eagle Team members monitor the back doors of the buses. That's where a lot of fare evasion typically happens. There are also plainclothes agents riding the buses, taking note of who evades the fare. They escort them off the bus to an NYPD officer. There are over 200 of these Eagle Team members, with more being hired and trained by the MTA. Nearly half the city's bus riders did not pay the fare during the first half of this year. A Long Island congressman may have violated ethics code because he employed the woman he was having an affair with.
It's easy to find Congressman Anthony D'Esposito political signs on the lawns here in East Rockaway as the 42-year-old is running for another term in office. This man is a supporter.
He's a great guy. That's wonderful for the state of New York.
The New York Times reports that D'Esposito employed the woman he was having an affair with and his fiancée's daughter in his district office. The Times reports it could be an ethics violation. This voter just shrugged his shoulders.
He's got to do what he's got to do. I mean, if he's doing the job right, it's just like Clinton.
The congressman says his personal life has not interfered with his ability to deliver results, and he says he has upheld the highest ethical standards. The Republican is running against Democrat Laura Gillen. She said these are very serious allegations. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Rockaway, Long Island.
In Queens, a man is facing murder charges for fatally stabbing his wife in the spa where she worked. DA Melinda Katz says Jiahai Ma stabbed her to death at a spa on Casino Boulevard in Flushing on September 3rd. Ma faces 25 to life if convicted. He'll be back in court November 13th. The amount of time that city beaches and pools are open may be expanding in an attempt to curb the amount of people drowning every year.
This summer, seven New Yorkers lost their lives after drowning at city beaches. It's the highest number since 2019, which is why new bills are being introduced to make New Yorkers more aware of how to stay safer in the water.
The Parks Department and the Department of Education should work with nonprofits to ensure universal access to free swim instruction for second graders. The city should also invest in a significant expansion of free swim programs for adults.
Shakar Krishnan from the city's Department of Parks and Recs say having access to pools is key.
And the bathing season should run from mid-May to mid-October. This will add 4 hours each day and 7 weeks each season.
One of the bills also pushing to have a public map made where you can find free swimming classes offered near you. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Anti-Semitism on college campuses. It's gotten worse since the October 7th attacks. So how has CUNY been responding? There's a new review of the policies they have in place.
Retired Court of Appeals Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman says CUNY's procedures for handling anti-Semitism need to be overhauled significantly. The report commissioned by the governor makes 13 recommendations, including a redesigned portal for reporting incidents, better cooperation with police, and centralizing resources for dealing with anti-Semitism. CUNY's chancellor says they've already taken critical steps to deal with discrimination. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the CUNY campus in Hamilton Heights.
Verdict is in, and today a federal grand jury in Brooklyn found the leader of the Gorilla Stone Mafia guilty of two brutal murders on Staten Island. John Pena was also convicted of drug distribution. Law enforcement says they found writings from Pena in his jail cell where he took responsibility for the killings, saying that he felt like the Reaper. He also described the murders in graphic detail. The Gorilla Stone Mafia is a faction of the nationwide Bloods street gang, and Pena now faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison. The Civilian Complaint Review Board will not recommend charges against the NYPD officers who shot and killed Antonio Williams in the Bronx back in 2019. His family blasting that decision.
The family of Antonio Williams says the CCRB listened to officers' testimony about what happened, which they call lies, over video evidence.
Accountability has not been met by the CCRB or the NYPD.
Says Sean Williams, whose son was killed after a struggle on the ground with officers near the Edenwald houses. The big question, why did they stop him? Family attorney David Rankin.
The CCRB's own investigator found that there was not a basis to stop Mr. Williams.
But still, the board declined to recommend charges. Rankin says all Williams was doing when he was stopped was waiting for a cab. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And that same shooting claimed the life of NYPD officer Brian Mulkeen with so-called friendly fire. A brutal attack in Englewood, New Jersey. Cops there arresting a homeless man they say beat a woman so badly that she suffered a brain bleed and had her teeth knocked out. This happened Saturday morning around 6:30. Police say the woman was heading to work at the time, and when she got to the intersection of Forest and Overpeck Avenues, that's where she was attacked. Aside from the brain bleed, the 61-year-old victim also suffered a broken jaw and a finger. Police arrested the suspect, Kimarley McIntosh, nearby, and they say he confessed to the random attack. He's now behind bars, charged with a bunch of crimes, including aggravated assault. The Suffolk County executive wants to raise taxes to pay for more police officers and cybersecurity. How are people who live there reacting?
I think that sounds fair.
You don't mind paying the extra 50?
No, not at all.
Here in Suffolk County, the residents say they are more than willing to pay another $50 per year in property taxes for the county to hire another 95 police officers and make sure cybersecurity is top-notch.
As long as they spend the money correctly, that's the main point.
And that to you would be correct way of
yes,
doing it?
Yes, yes.
I'd like to see more police officers on the streets.
I mean, the tax is already high. $50 at this point doesn't seem like anything major if it's for safety.
Yeah, they want to hire 95 more police officers.
Oh, already, totally on board with that. Yeah, especially with two little kids. Yeah.
We do need our police.
The county legislature must approve the budget. That vote is on November 6th. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.